Recovery tracking stations report clear reception. Prime recovery ship, the event of a terminated flight will be the USS Kitty Hawk, which is located 350 miles south-southeast of Bermuda. This is Capricorn Control.
Space vehicle final check has been completed. The access arms are swinging in the final retract position. The destruct systems are now fully armed.
T-minus 1 minute, still counting. All systems are go.
T-minus 1 minute, still counting. All systems are go. T-minus 10 seconds. 9. 8. We have ignition. 6. 5. We have outboard engines. 3. We have inboard engines. 1. 0. We have a launch coming. All systems are go. Base vehicle final check has been completed. The access arms are swinging in the final retract position. The destruct systems are now fully armed. Base vehicle final check has been completed. The access arms are swinging in the final retract position. The destruct systems are now fully armed. Base vehicle final check has been completed. The access arms are swinging in the final retract position. The destruct systems are now fully armed.
5, 3, 3, 3, 5, 3, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Proceed each hour with the 5 second tone followed by 1 second pause. Anyone who has not been first would proceed to pick one up in the information trailer. At this time, all systems are go, all lights are green. To review the warning for you, T-minus 8 hours, 5 minutes, launch complex 39 was cleared, and we began to load liquid propellant into the launch vehicle. At T-minus 4 hours, 30 minutes, Colonel Charles Brubaker, command pilot, Lieutenant Colonel Peter Willis, and Commander John Walker were awakened by Dr. Roger Burroughs, flight surgeon. They were given final physical examination. All systems are go, all lights are green. To review the warning for you, T-minus 8 hours, 5 minutes, launch complex 39, all systems.
Woo!